The privilege of being the facilitator. I won't say the chair, and I'm not going to say the lead, but the facilitator for your long-range planning committee. And we're here today to share what we've accomplished up until this point and tell you what we think are the appropriate next steps. So in November of 2016, your long-range planning committee, also referred to as the Strategic Planning Committee, held its first meeting. And I'd like to make sure you know who's on the team. So with us today, we have Butch Cheatham. Yep. Of course, myself. Shantae Jacobs is up here. J.D. Jump is back here behind me. Of course, Pastor Deb was a member of our team. And we have Ann Wiley. Not with us today in this service, but still very much a part of the team, was Pastor Norma, Will Flynn, Maria Sanchez, Allie Southard, and Rick Vance. So I hope you can see it was a nice representation, and I'm really proud of the work that this team has done. Now, since that first meeting in November, we have met on a monthly basis. We've prayed for God's discernment, and we've had candid and courageous conversations about the current state of the church in general and Ramsey Church specifically. And one thing we all agreed on was our church still has a purpose to serve, and seeking God's guidance, we began to envision what our church could look like in 2020. Our work helped us define what we're really good at, as well as the challenges that we face moving forward. Over the last year, our conversation around goals and objectives have slowly evolved into four focus areas. This 2020 vision has led us to develop a strategic plan with 180-day goals that we believe will turn our 2020 vision into a reality. We were very intentional to align our strategic priorities to the conference's priorities. We're here today to share this plan with you, and I ask each of you to consider the role you will play in making that 2020 vision a reality. I'm asking you to listen as each focus area is discussed, and I'm asking you to resist thinking of things that will stand in the way of achieving our vision, and instead, let your mind consider how is God calling you to participate over the next 3 years. Now, during this presentation, you're going to hear some new phrases within our strategic plan and some traditional ideas that don't sound new but do have a new spin. You'll hear things like intentional discipleship instead of Christian education. You'll hear the term evangelism used in a way that you might not have previously considered. These new phrases or terms are not the creation of the Long Range Planning Committee, but an alignment of our strategic plan with our bishop's charge to us as United Methodist congregations. So what will our church be like by October of 2020? What is that 2020 vision for Ramsey? So today's presentation is going to break down our strategic plan into four focus areas. Each focus area has anywhere from 2 to 5 strategic priorities, and each strategic priority has a timeline with broad objectives over the course of the next 3 years. What you will hear today is the what of our strategic plan. What you will not hear today is the specific how. We will also share with you the next step in this plan and how you can find additional resources if you wish to explore deeper any of the concepts we've discussed today. We want you to consider the message today as a call to action, asking yourself, where will you plug into the work of our strategic plan? We each bring our God-given gifts and talents to the table, and if we really want to fulfill God's vision for our church, if we really want to make Ramsey Memorial United Methodist Church the beacon of hope for ourselves and our surrounding community and all that we encounter, please, please listen with an ear for where you will fit into this work. You have a handout in your bulletin today that you can use to take notes, record your thoughts, and jot down your ideas. I hope you'll use this today, and then I hope you'll refer to your notes throughout the month as you pray for our church and our work moving forward. And in your prayers, I hope that you will hear God nudging you to get involved. The members that are up here with me today are going to start sharing with you the specific parts of this strategic plan. So get your pens out, get ready to take notes, and I'm going to turn this over to Ann Wiley.
Good morning. As we met and identified our strengths as a church, one thing was clear. We are a serving church. Our vision statement is simple yet complete. Serving the Spirit, serving the family, serving the community. Everything we do to bring God's kingdom here on earth involves these three fundamental concepts. We serve the Spirit when we worship God, together in regular worship, in small groups when we sing praises or pray together, when we open God's word and listen to his message to us. Serving the Spirit means growing in our discipleship and reaching others in Christ. Serving the Spirit is our calling and underpins everything we do as a church. Serving the family is classic Ramsey. Our relationships are reflections of Christ's love. We also understand our family is not just our blood relations and not just our Ramsey brothers and sisters in Christ. Our family is everyone we encounter in the course of a week, and we strive to share Christ's love with our family through strengthening relationships within and outside our congregation. Finally, mission work is the very heart of Ramsey. Serving the community is a high priority. We take seriously God's call to help others and find fulfillment and joy in our mission work. I think our two mission teams can speak highly for that. So as you can see, Long Range Planning Committee didn't have to be reinventing the wheel. However, we did align our strategic plan with our church's vision to get us to 2020. In imagining and discussing how we might fulfill God's purpose to our church, four focus areas emerged. The first focus area is worshiping, serving the Spirit and the family to turn us to God and praise his name. The next focus area is intentional discipleship, again, serving the Spirit and the family as we disciple all ages and stages of faith development. The third focus area is welcoming evangelism, serving the family and community, being deliberate in our welcoming and facility, communication and our activities. And the final focus area is missions, continuing to serve God by serving the community, reaching in Christ's love to share in our resources and talent to help others. These four areas will be our focus for the next 3 years. As a long-range planning committee, we have set the destination. Let us take you on a walk through the next 3 years. When we all have 2020 vision, imagine the amazing things God will do to strengthen and grow our church. I'll now turn this over to JD as he talks about worship.
Our first strategic focus area is worship. We have two strategic priorities in the worship focus area. First, create engaging and active worship services that reflect modern expectations for music and technology. And secondly, to provide a variety of worship experiences throughout the year that tap the cultural diversity of the congregation and community. We will have an opportunity to come together as a congregation to imagine what that engaging and active worship service might look like. You'll hear more about that in a minute. But more importantly, during the first 180 days of 2018, we will form a worship-focused team to develop a specific plan that will tap resources within our congregation, but also identify gaps in our resources needed to revitalize our worship experiences. This focus team will map out and implement our worship plan by December 2018. During 2019, the worship focus team will increase children and youth participation in worship. By 2020, the worship focus team will develop a new 3-year plan, building on the lessons learned and the worship needs of our revitalized congregation. It is important to note the worship focus team is not just our current version of a worship committee. but rather a diverse group of congregation members who feel God's call to serve in this capacity, who feel God's nudge to authentically worship Him. Over the next few weeks, I ask you to study God's word regarding worship, and that you pray for God's guidance for our church in this focus area, in this focus on our worship. I'll now turn things back over to Anne to talk about intentional discipleship.
We're putting new meaning to tag team. Within the intentional discipleship, which is one of those new terminologies that Nancy mentioned, Christ said, "Go and make disciples." This is our purpose, a direct call from Christ. Within this focus area, we have two categories of strategic priorities. Those categories are intentional discipleship and family ministries. Our strategic priority for intentional discipleship is to transform our current Christian education program to an intentional discipleship system with a focus on relevant and contemporary applications of biblical principles, and a system that reflects current best practice in intentional discipleship system design and delivery. Once again, in our imagining sessions, we will have an opportunity to set the direction for our intentional discipleship system and our family ministries. To accomplish our strategic priority, we will establish an intentional discipleship focus team that will develop an updated multi-generational discipleship plan that focuses on relevant and contemporary applications of biblical principles. The focus team will work throughout the first half of 2018 to develop the intentional discipleship plan, tapping resources already found within our congregation and identifying gaps in resources. They will make recommendations to the church council to fill any gaps in resources. The second half of 2018, the focus team will implement their plan and then use 2019 to increase participation in our intentional discipleship system by monitoring and adjusting their plan to best meet the needs and desires of our congregation. This is not our traditional education committee with a new name, but a team focused on discipleship and identifying opportunities to intentionally disciple people of all ages and stages of faith development. This focus team is tasked with thinking about discipleship in a new way that moves beyond our traditional Sunday school or Bible study classes. Not that those treasured and traditional classes are not desired and effective. However, there are new and exciting ways to disciple people of all walks of life, and this focus team has a chance to tap into our modern culture to do things that might not have been possible a generation ago. What are the possibilities when we are intentional about discipleship outside what has always been done?